USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House says the number of unaccompanied children crossing the border could jump up from more than 16,000 this month to as many as 26,000 in September. No one knows for sure as the Biden administration continues to censor the media from border facilities. The White House is working on a COVID-19 vaccine passport initiative that could be required for travel, sporting events, and even eating out. The report comes as major U.S. airlines and nearly 30 travel and labor groups are pushing President Biden to develop a standardized government-backed credential. Two girls ages 13 and 15 were charged with the murder and carjacking of a Pakistani immigrant killed last week while delivering food in Washington, D.C. Muhammad Anwar, 66, died when police said the girls, armed with a taser, sped off with his car as he clung to the driver's side door with the door open. It crashed seconds later outside the ballpark to the Washington Nationals. Mr. Anwar died at the scene. USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. Trustednewspaper.com.
More free money, more fraud. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Senate voted last week to extend the Paycheck Protection Program through the end of May, as thousands of small businesses are still looking for help to weather the pandemic. But a House subcommittee has also found evidence of mismanagement of the program that led to billions of dollars of fraud. The House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus says there may have been as much as $84 billion worth of fraudulent loans from the PPP. Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy says that Congress tried to make it easy for businesses to get the help they needed. But the Illinois Democrat tells CBS News that additional resources will be needed to make sure that those loans reach the businesses that truly need help and not fraudsters.
Now, going forward, we have to root out the fraud. So we provided additional resources within the American Rescue Plan to allow inspectors general as well as the Department of Justice to criminally go after these fraudsters, and we need to put in controls to prevent this from happening again as well.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The average retail price for gasoline moved up 5 cents a gallon for a national average of $2.94. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us this price is the highest since the spring of 2019.
This price is 79 cents above what it was 1 year ago. It is up 77 cents since November 20, and it's the highest we've had since early May of 2019.
This national average of 2.94 may have topped out for motorists.
What we have is probably a price right now that is near its temporary peak or already at its peak. In fact, we might see some price declines coming up, maybe small ones, in the next few weeks.
Executive orders from the White House are a leading cause for the higher prices. An Oklahoma City Detention Center inmate is dead. Jeremy Scott reports.
Authorities say an Oklahoma City police officer shot the inmate at the Oklahoma County Detention Center when he held an unidentified object at the corrections officer's neck.
We had an officer who, during pill pass, was overrun by at least one inmate and taken hostage. The inmate was able to take his radio and his keys and free many of the other inmates that were on that pod.
Jail Administrator Greg Williams said the inmate may have taken the officer's phone and live-streamed some of the incident. The officer was hospitalized for minor injuries. The jail was on lockdown for about 2 hours.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.